All right, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. You know, we just wrapped up Oktoberfest, as October leaves us now, and we're off to a new season. How you doing, Michaela Curlis?
I'm doing well. I can't believe October is already almost finished.
Oh, yeah. It's been beautiful. It has been. Now, before we get into all this really cool stuff, let's get a little recap on Oktoberfest. We had a threat of rain, but it turned out to be fantastic.
Exactly. You know, we managed to beat the odds. The rain held off, and we were able to successfully have Oktoberfest. We had about a little over 850 people attend,
wow,
which was really great considering the rain threat and then everything going on with COVID. And so, you know, at OKM, we were very happy about the turnout.
You have to be. You just really have to be. We got another couple of big events. Actually, three. Wow, we got a big list today.
We do. We're very busy. Our season is not done yet.
No. I want to say the big one here for just a little bit. I want to tease a little bit about a debut for a Christmas album. And the artist coming to town, if we can jump ahead to that.
Sure, yes. Yeah. So that's November 30th, and that is the Ryan and Ryan. They're the father-son piano duo. And so they've been with us before. They were actually here at the festival.
I saw them.
And performing. They're a wonderful group. So they're going to be debuting their Merry and Bright Christmas album. And their performance is going to be at Ambler Hall. I think, and so it's an exclusive type event, and so it holds, about 85 to 100 people, I think, is what we're taking.
It's an intimate setting, it really is, but it's so nice, and the acoustics are wonderful.
It is, yes. There's going to be some hors d'oeuvres and drinks served before a pre-party concert event, and so for those of you who are interested in tickets, you know, definitely call OKM at our number, which is 918-336-9900 for more information about that concert.
They had the most interesting sound check during festival. They came out to the community center. They sat down at the pianos, bump, 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 bump. Sounds good. Walked up. They came out, and they put on a dazzling show.
Oh, they are.
They are just something else.
Very wonderful. They're super friendly, very down-to-earth types of people.
I love them to death. One event that I missed last year, being in person, but we participated online, is the Chris Kindle Market, and a lot of people so look forward to this each and every year, and we're live.
Yes, so Chris Kindle Market is going to be held November 6th. It's a month earlier than what we normally do. Last mm-hmm. year and previous years, it's been on December 6th, mm-hmm. And so it'll be November 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Father Lynch Hall, and that's at St. John's Catholic Church, and that's on the sort of corner of 8th and Keeler Avenue. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be, right now, we have a little over 30 vendors, different vendors, most of them all locally from Bartlesville, but we also have others from different parts of Oklahoma, some from Arkansas, some from Kansas. So it's an eclectic mix. It's a really good combination of people. And you have anywhere from people who make angel pins to gift baskets to holiday decor, sweaters, candles, you name it. If it's homemade, if it's crafty, we have it. So be sure to check those out.
Wow. And it doesn't stop there because you have different packages. Now, if you're, under 18, it's free. But over the age of 19, it's $5. But we have different packages to go along with that, too.
Exactly. Yes. So that is the wonderful thing. Anyone 18 and under is completely free. And, mm-hmm. and so the different packages we offer are for those who are interested in the drinks that OKM is selling. And it's not just alcoholic beverages, not like Oktoberfest. We have European hot cocoa, and we'll have a hot chocolate bar that contains all the different, you can put chocolate chips or different syrup flavors, even gummy bears, I think. So whatever your heart desires, we have the wine tasting, we have the Glühwein, which is like a mulled apple cider, and then we have an apple cider. And so the packages, the first one is called the Just Plum package, and that's $15, and that gets you gate entry, one drink, and a raffle ticket. And I'll talk about the raffle tickets a little bit
sure.
later on.
Yeah.
Then the Just Plum times two is really, it's the same thing, but for two people. So you have two tickets, two drink tokens, and then two raffle tickets. Then we have the Sugar Plum Experience, and that's $50. And so for that, you get gate entry, a souvenir Christmas mug, 4 drink tokens, 1 raffle ticket, and then 1 OKM shopping bag, reusable shopping bag.
Ah.
And the last one is our Sugar Plum Times 2 experience. And again, that's for 2 people. And we tried to create these packages with the idea of if you're a single person coming to shop or if you're a couple, you know, that would like to shop together. Mm-hmm. And so Sugar Plum Experience Times 2 is $90. And that is 2 gate entries, 2 souvenir mugs, 8 drink tokens, 2 raffle tickets, and then 2 shopping bags.
So you got the apple cider, European hot cocoa. Oh, that's good stuff. Wine tasting. And what do we have here?
The Glühwein.
Glühwein.
Yes. So it's like the German version of like a spiced cider.
Got it. Well, that'd be great. And it doesn't stop there because we have games and activities and entertainment.
We do. So the Chris Kendall is sort of an opportunity for OKM to highlight the youth in Bartlesville and really focus on encouraging and inspiring the next generation of artists. This is the real goal and intent here. And so all of the entertainment that is provided during the event is made up of Bartlesville locals. And this year we're going to have Everett Music Studio, the Bartlesville Jazz Choir, Faith Foote, Logan Vaclaw and Max Williams, Giselle Dobson, and Stage Art Dance. And those are going to be up on the main stage, mm-hmm. all performing. Some of them are middle schoolers, some of them are high schoolers. And then we have Bravura Dansu, which is a dance company, and they're going to be providing entertainment. There'll be live dancing dolls. So 2 dancers, and they'll be performing different excerpts from the Nutcracker.
Oh, how you like that? Yeah, that's really nice. Now, the games here, I can't pronounce some of these.
So the games that we have are, the first one is Schlute. Yeah. And so for the Bavarian culture, this is something that children would do. They'd get cones, and they'd fill them up with toys and candy and school supplies to prepare them for the next year.
Oh.
And so that's something that we will have at Chris Kendall Market.
I gotcha.
We'll also have Christmas tree bowling,
mm-hmm.
and a snowman snowball toss, and coloring pages. We'll have face painting, just like we did at Oktoberfest. And then we'll have Liebkuchen decorating. And Liebkuchen are the little gingerbread heart-shaped cookies.
There you go.
And well, then we will have cash and prize grab. So it's the same thing that we had at Oktoberfest.
Money machine.
A money machine, yes. Only this time it's even better because it won't just be money. There'll be different prizes, like tickets with different prizes on them. So
if you catch
that, you'll win those. And some of them are gift cards. Some of them are other different prizes, like candy or even raffle tickets. So, yeah, be sure to check that out. And then we'll have our cash split. And the nice thing about the cash split is that the winner is guaranteed $500. And then anything over that, you know, that's been added to the cash split, you know, they will split the proceeds with OKM.
Got it.
We will have a peppermint prance, which is a holiday-themed cakewalk.
Mm.
And then the fun thing, the best part about our activities that we've added on this year is a life-sized Candyland game. So you will get to, you know, go through all the fun of, you have the peppermint forest and the gumdrop valleys and all the way to King Candy Castle himself.
Wow.
And the prizes for that are different ornaments and giant candy baskets. So
lots of fun. Now, we hinted at the raffles, but boy, these are really good.
Yes. So the raffles, we have 3 different ones, actually. So the first one is called the Christmas Extravaganza, and that contains an eclectic mix of, you have the air fryer, you have AirPods, you have an Echo Dot, you have a Glacier Blue water bottle, and a Keurig single serve coffee maker. So for those of you who are coffee fanatics or for technology buffs, mm-hmm. this is the package for you.
Uh-huh.
It's, you know, valued at about $800 to $850.
Merry Christmas to me.
Exactly. So even if you aren't, you know, interested in every single item, I'm sure you could find someone in your family or friend group mm-hmm. to give one of these items to for Christmas.
Wow.
And then the second one is a movie projector screen. And so that's a 17-foot indoor-outdoor inflatable screen. It's a Vivo Home screen. And then it comes with a movie projector that can be connected to Wi-Fi or Bluetooth. And it comes with a carrying bag and a tripod stand.
Wow.
That's valued at about $300 to $350.
That's nice. Very nice.
The last one we have is a night out on the town, and that includes an evening stay at the Price Tower, a $50 gift certificate to the restaurant at Price Tower, and then two tickets to the Broadway show Waitress that will be at the Bartlesville Community Center on May 9th, and it seats F29 and F31.
Nice.
Yes.
Real close.
Yes, they are very nice, and I can say from personal experience, I saw Waitress in New York, and the show is just stunning. It's wonderful music, great storyline, so definitely don't want to miss that.
There we go. Now, we're talking with Michaela Curlis. She's with OKM, and we have Chris Kindlemark coming up on Saturday, November 6th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at St. John Catholic Church, Fatherland Hall. That is at 8th and Keeler. Now, we covered a lot, but, folks are going to get a little hungry. They want a little nom, 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 nom to go along with that. What kind of food are we serving?
So this year we're heavy on Hispanic and Mexican food.
Okay.
So we're going to have some maize reno, which is going to be serving elote. And that's a sort of street corn that's with mayonnaise and a little different Mexican sauces combined with spices and different cheese. And so it's really, really good. And they'll be serving popcorn as well. Then we'll have gorditas, and that's by Margarita Ramirez. Mm-hmm. And those are our Mexican sandwiches, basically. Mm-hmm. And Super Centro will be providing tamales.
Oh, just right across the street from us. Yep. Been there 1,000 times.
Christmas tamales. And those we're getting ready on our OKM website to put up the link for you to pre-order them if you want to order them early. And then we'll have Price's Meat Market. He will be providing the brats, the sausage and potato soup, and then the German potato salad.
Yum.
Our Sugar Plum Cafe, which is by OKM, is where you'll have the charcuterie tasting and the different drinks, the Glühwein, the European hot cocoa, the apple cider, and the wine tasting. The Symphony of Sweets is an eclectic mix of Mexican pastries and muffins and different bakery goods. And then last but not least, we'll have Blissful Bites by Allison, and she provides macarons and truffles.
This is so good. I just put on 2 pounds listening to you. Wow, that's great. That is great. Once again, that is going to be from 10 until 4 on Saturday, November 6th. That is at St. John's Catholic Church, Father Lynch Hall, 8th and Keeler in Bartlesville. And this is Chris Kindlemark, and this benefits OKM Music.
It does. It benefits. All of the proceeds will go towards our festival and our children's programming. Mm-hmm. And actually, if you are a sponsor, you get to choose where you want your sponsorships to go towards.
Sure.
So for our levels range from $100 to $5,000, depending on what you feel comfortable donating. Mm-hmm. And we have 4 different categories of where your donation can go towards. The mm-hmm. first one is being a Chris Kindle sponsor, and that allows your donation to go towards just the general expenses and cost of putting on this event. The second one is the Candyland sponsor. And so your donation will go towards the expenses of putting on Candyland and all the prizes that we give away towards that. The other one is the Kinder sponsor. And so that would sponsor all the other children's games besides Candyland. And then the last one is the St. Nicholas sponsor. And so we haven't spoken about this event yet, but in conjunction with Chris Kindle Market, we have St. Nicholas Day, which is on December 6th. And on that day, St. Nicholas will come out and he'll read a story, a Christmas story, to the children. And OKM will donate about 200 bags, gift bags, to underserved children and families and to the 4th and 5th graders at Jane Phillips School who are part of the BSA Troop Number 1.
Sweet.
And so these gift bags are valued at about $65 each. They contain a Glockenspiel, German candy, German chocolate, a cookie dough, Play-Doh, gingerbread house, clementines, candy canes, coloring pages. It's a whole bag of fun, really.
It is.
And so And we sell these at $5. And for those who can't afford them, we donate them. Mm-hmm. So if you were to be a St. Nicholas sponsor, your donation would go towards that day and the cost of the bags, which in total is about $13,000.
Wowie. That is really cool, though. It's really cool. And how do we get a hold of you if we want to help sponsor these great programs?
Well, I'm glad you asked. So you can always, our door's always open to anyone who wants to walk in. We are located at 415 South Dewey Avenue, right across from Regent Bank and the Arvis drive-thru. And then you can call us at 918-336-9900. Or you can shoot us an email at hello@okmmusic.org.
Their office is really easy to find, folks. It's a white buffalo with all the musical notes on it.
Exactly.
Very unique.
Very unique. And if you can't find us, just put in Roger State University. We're also right next
right
to them.
There we go. Now, once again, this is all part of OKM, and what a great group you got here. And this is really something else. And what a great resource this is to our community. We all look forward to the festival, but it's the things that go on throughout the course of the year that help benefit our kids and education that really bring it all home to us.
It is. And, you know, we are so thankful to have a wonderful staff of people who work year-round to make this happen. And, of course, we wouldn't be able to do this without our sponsors. And so I'd like to thank them just briefly. We have Accenture Allegiant Benefit through Mark Humphreys, the Bartlesville Rotary Club Foundation, Dr. Brendan Fisher, ConocoPhillips, DSR, Ernst & Young, Kelleher Outdoor Advertising, Mary Lynn Mim, Attorney at Law, the Mim Hauk Family, Revo Financial, Phillips 66, Schwegman Insurance, and Trudy Credit Union.
Sweet. Michaela, thanks for being with us. You going to come back pretty soon?
Oh, I hope so. Yes. We've got to promote some other events coming up.
We've got tons. Thank you very much for being with us today on Community Connection.
Thank you.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve.